What do you call them, bag? A sack, even one.
Well, now, what about the kind of sack that you use if you're going to roast oysters? You know, you wet it and you put it across the oysters. Does that have a special kind of, a special name?
Well, that's something I never did do much of, is that oyster business.
Well, what I'm getting at is a crocus sack.
Oh, well, that, what do you use a crocus? A burlap sack, actually, is what they call them.
Have you ever heard those called toe sacks?
Oh yeah, you call them, you can use them to make a toe sack out of it.
What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long, about that high, hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
I call it a mouth organ.
And what do you call one that's shaped kind of like that and you put it up to your teeth? You seen one of those?
I saw them, but I really forgot. I tell you, that music business.
What do you call them?
Jews up. Jews up. Mouth open. Jews up.
What do you call something that children play on? It's a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one?
Yeah, a seesaw board, they call it.
And what about one that goes round and round?
Well, that'd be a, what they call a flying jenny.
Did you ever play on one of those when you were a child?
Oh, yes.
How did they make those things?
Well, you could just put down a round post and then get you a boat and board, you know, a board and board hole it and drive a board, you know, it'd be loose, it wouldn't be tight, and you could just let it go around. And
well, did they put something, was there something for you to hang on to, or did you
Oh, well, they'd nail a little strip across it. Hang on.
I imagine that was pretty much fun.
Well,
what do you call a flat piece of stone about this big that you use to sharpen a knife on?
Wet rock.
What are some different kinds of wooden fences that people used in this area?
Well, they use picket fence, they use rail fence, and they use board fences.
Okay. And what would the picket fence look like?
Well, the pickets would be nailed up and down. This way they'd be narrow strips or short pieces.
And would they be pointed up at the top?
Yes.
Like this or just cut
off
like this?
Some of them fixes them kind of like this, and some of them just fixes them, cuts them open. This one corner of them would be on it.
And now what about rail fences? How were they built?
Well, they was, you laid a rail and you just, you know, lay them down and then keep putting them on top of one another.
Well, now, would these have any up and down posts at all, or would they
There wouldn't
be
any posts at all, man. Not a rail fence.
And what about a board fence?
A board fence would have posts in it, you know.
So, that, well, then, would the boards be straight up and down like
no,
this, or like
No, they'd be the long way.
Were there different kinds of rail fences, or were they all built pretty much the way?
There's all rail fences built pretty much alike, all Iowa, so.
If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Well, usually now you can make a couch, you know, make a bed out of a settee, a couch.
Well, what about if you just make up a bed right on the floor?
Well, that would be a pallet for most of them.
Would you ever call low ground bottom land or interval?
Yes, we call low land bottom land.
Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Well, it's rock roads, it's cement roads, and then it's just black top, but that's a mixed sand oil base mixed.